What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. And we're still going to close the phone lines for a little while longer because I got a lot of stuff to go through. Interesting little article that came out of The Intercept. A lot of good stuff over at The Intercept. And the headline is, "To Sell Weapons, Defense Contractors Make War Seem Fun." And they're talking about how when you go to these defense company conventions, they've got all these simulators and all this other stuff that you can play with, and you can play it being at war and combat. And we're seeing that with a lot of the computer games that are being put out there that make war look like it's fun and glorious and glamorous, and hey, you never really die because you can hit that reset button, but real life doesn't have a reset button. You go on out there into somebody else's country to steal their wealth, and you get an arm blown off. It doesn't grow back. There's no reset button that brings it back. And again, I love that caller in the last hour. You should all take a moment to just pay visits to people who are in those VA hospitals or in other veteran support groups and take a look at them. Especially those of you who are parents who have children approaching military age. Now then, over in Israel, a gentleman by the name of Naftali Bennett, he's the education minister and the leader of Habayit HaYahudi, is out there saying that we must give our lives for the cause of annexing the West Bank to Israel. It's our dream of a united, and he goes on about from the Nile to the Euphrates and everything. So that's his next thing. We must give our lives for the annexation of the West Bank. Okay, Naftali, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Here's your day glow jumpsuit. All right, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines here. Ken in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike?
Yep.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Mike. Sitting here in Georgia, out on the coast, hurricane's heading up the way towards us. I'm here. My wife's already up in Atlanta with our daughters. Because of my job, I can stick around. Might get called out later tomorrow. But
okay.
I didn't call you up about the storm. Yesterday, I think it was last night's show, you were talking about ordnance in the Middle East and how maybe people are, you know, they're shipping a lot of ordnance over there, and who are they selling it to and all that.
Yes.
Okay, what I was calling about is this. I got a good friend. I've known him since the third grade. You and me are the same age, okay? So that's all. I've known him that long.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, it's all I can do to get up and to sit down. But anyways, this guy's been doing this for well over 10 years. He works on a ship, and it's all civilians on this ship, and it's not just one. There's many, many, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave the east the West Coast, and they go to the Far East and the Middle East with ordnance, tons and tons of it. And that's all he does is he goes back and forth, back and forth. And they go there bringing ordnance. And then, on the return, they bring back what's old moldy ordnance, I guess you could say. That's, you know, stuff that they say is no longer maybe going to go off.
Yeah.
And it's just incredible. Just a little side note. This guy, he's been, like, he was in Vietnam when he was 17. He celebrated his 18th birthday in Vietnam. And he was a mm-hmm. Huey, you know, on a Huey UH-1 machine gunner, you know, using just a kid. And he's done so much crazy stuff in his entire life, but he said this is coming back across the ocean with old ordnance. He got caught in a typhoon, and he said it was the first time in his life he thought he was going to die. He was on the ship, and he was doing one of those things up and down the waves and, you know, coming up, and you know what I mean. And
I know what you mean.
He finally got to L.A., and he flew back to Tampa. That's where he lived at the time. And he got into Tampa, got rip-roaring drunk, passed out. When he finally woke up, that's when the last hurricane hit Florida that hit land. And you can check it out. It hit Tampa. And he was there. He woke up. And he was like, where the hell is everybody? And so on. But anyways, what I'm getting at is this. So they're taking all this ordnance there, and they're bringing it back. My two questions for you is this. First question is, I've been alive in this country all, you know, as long as you, and I've only met one person in my life. He worked for Lockheed down here at Kings Bay, Georgia, because of the sub base down there. Something to do with the missiles that those subs, I don't know, you know, the nukes or what, but he did something with them. Other than that, I've never known anybody in my entire life that worked at a place making munitions. So where are they being, where is all the stuff being made? Who makes them? And what are they getting paid? My second question is this. I mean, like I said, for 10 years he's been doing this, maybe longer. Where are they taking all this old ordnance and putting it? What are they doing with it? And I'm going to shut up.
Well, I know that there are ammunition makers here in the United States of America, and right now the federal government is buying pretty much all of it. We're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the war zones, and I know that there's been a lot of pressure to end the production of civilian ammunition in this country, but nobody's put any dampers on military-grade ammunition. As far as what they do with the old ordnance, I would presume that it can be recycled to a degree. The brass can be recycled in the casings and so forth. So I have to be very honest. I don't know how long a bullet lasts, what its shelf life is, assuming it's kept, you know, in proper storage. But yeah, at some point, I mean, you can recycle the metal in the actual missile itself, the shell. Obviously, you have to be very careful about those primers, because I do know that fulminated mercury becomes very unstable after a while. But I assume there's some reason to bring it back, or they would just dump it in the ocean like they did at the end of World War II. We got all kinds of stuff from World War II dumped in the ocean around Oahu.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm glad they're not dumping this. I mean, he's talking heavy ordnance, not just rounds, but, you know, heavy stuff. I don't know, man. It's just amazing to me when you mentioned it yesterday on the show and just hit me in the head. And I was like, wow, you know, what are they, you know, all the stuff just, I mean, just shiploads and shiploads and shiploads of this stuff being shipped out of the country.
Well, they may be rotating the stockpiles. Yeah. You know, they're rotating the stockpiles. They want all new shiny stuff ready to go when World War III breaks out.
That's my feeling. They've been stockpiling lots of stuff. And, Mike, I got one last. This is goofy, you know. I like to kid around, too. And did you hear that the Clintons just got two more endorsements?
No, but then I'm not paying attention to the Clintons all that much these days.
Well, the two endorsements they got was Fat Albert and his wife. You know,
somebody's looking for a presidential pardon.
Yeah.
I'm sure Bill's going to be very sympathetic to Bill Cosby's plight.
Yeah, he's in a mess, and, you know, he needs to talk to Bill. Bill knows how to get out of this stuff.
Well, unfortunately, Cosby doesn't have quite the political pull that Bill Clinton did. But, you know, his brand is damaged. He's never going to come back from this, even if he winds up staying out of prison or the rest of it. And nobody's ever going to look at him the same way ever again.
No, he's real old. You know, it doesn't really much matter at this point. It's like, why are they bothering with the guy?
Anybody who writes a check can get in there. I mean, I still have this photo from Bill Clinton's presidency of Hillary Clinton posed in front of the White House Christmas tree with a known cocaine smuggler, Jorge Cabrera. And he got to go into the White House and get his picture taken with the First Lady because he donated $20,000 to the Clintons. And I've never been to the White House. I'm not really all that enthusiastic about going. I mean, I'd love to visit Washington, D.C. A lot of great museums there, I understand.
It's awesome. Yeah, you need to go. Hey, this is a true story. Now that if you got time, I got to tell you this.
Okay, you got to make it quick, though, because we got other callers holding.
Okay, years ago, probably Clinton's first term, where I'm at, we got a lot of military, and I had businesses at the time. And the guy working with me is, I was moving one place to another, and the guy working with me says, can you help me out? I got to move all these showcases and stuff. And the guy says, yeah, can a friend of mine come? And this friend of his helped us out, and he had just re-enlisted to get, I'm not making this up, to get out of the White House. He was an honor guard up there, and he said that Clinton was okay, but he said this, I'm not making it up, and this was before anybody even knew who she was, that Hillary Clinton was a monster, and that everybody wanted out of there. And I mean, at the time, I never thought she was going to be a senator or anything like that. I was just like, wow, another nutty first lady. But this I was told, like, in probably, I don't know, I think it was his first term, and this guy reenlisted to get out of the White House because of Hillary. And I'm not making it up.
No, I'm not surprised. We've heard it from a lot of people who were White House staffers back then. Hillary has a temper. She loves to throw things. Especially ashtrays, and apparently the White House maintenance crew had a regular job of going around patching the holes in the walls. So this is somebody.
She hated the military, and she just cussed them out every chance she could. And, I mean, used the choice words at them.
And same thing with the Secret Service. I mean, really, there have been some books that have come out by Clinton insiders from Bill's term in office, and it paints a very, very unflattering picture of Hillary. This is a very dangerous psychology that's inside that skull, although it may look like Swiss cheese by now. But furious temper. She could wind up turning the keys on the nuclear weapons just on a delusion, especially if she has Parkinson's.
Yeah, Swiss cheese is better. I'll see you, Mike. Take care of yourself.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Mary in New Jersey. Mary, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi. I wanted to say, for all those Hillary supporters out there, or Bernie, you know, who are thinking of that, I don't think they're aware that if we do go into another World War III, Congress passed last year that they're going to reinstate the draft, and women, if we have a war, and young women will have to register for combat services.
Actually, they took that part out. It drew such a negative reaction. They took that part of it out, and I know the feminists are screaming, discrimination, discrimination, but ordinary women are saying, whoo, I'm so glad. And they've had the bill for bringing back the draft sitting in committee for years now, waiting for an opportunity where they could pass it without a serious outcry from the American people. That's not going to happen. It doesn't matter what lies they tell. It doesn't matter what false flags they pull on off. The American people are wise to what's going on. We don't want another draft. We want our children kept home here safe. If the Wall Street money junkies want to conquer some other country and steal their wealth, let them go do it.
Yeah, and I mean, because I'm a female, I don't think it's discrimination. That's ridiculous. They used a few people to try to make that case. Anyhow, and what the other guy would say, I used to be a Democrat. I guess I was still registered, but 20 years ago I heard Dick Morris, their campaign manager, talking about her violent temper and how horrible she was, and through the years I've heard other people, so I used to feel supportive of them, and what her husband did when the coal, when the embassy was bombed, they bombed Bosnia. They were also involved in the drug running to Mexico,
yep,
and gun and drug running. I mean, they're just money hungry. She's just a total psycho. And I read a book about this, my daughter told me to read it. It's called The Psychopath Next Door. And
yes,
the woman who wrote the book, she is a psychiatrist at Harvard, and she's been studying this for years and years and years. And she said it's like 4%, but she gives a perfect picture. And, you know, like some people, some of these doctors on TV, like Dr. Teresa say, on the edge of psychopathy or something. But really, the difference, they both do not have consciences. The only difference is that if they find it expedient for them to kill, they can easily kill. There's no difference.
Well, the only difference is sociopaths are still relatively connected to the real world, and the psychotics are not.
According to the psychiatrist, they both do not are not able to, they can imitate emotion, they can learn to imitate it, but they do not know how to actually feel. So when they get into positions of power, she gave some illustrations of, you know, doctors who are head of departments or head of a whole hospital. Some of the damage they could do is unbelievable.
Well, you know, it is the curse of political power that it attracts the very people who should not be allowed to have it. And that's why when this country was designed, power and authority were distributed uniformly across the country at all levels. This country was designed to not allow a single central tyrannical ruler. Unfortunately, we were foolish enough to let that slip away. Mary, I got to let you go here because we've got John in Barbados waiting on the line here very, very patiently. John, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I want to step back to yesterday's show right at the end where I made some certain statements. And then Mocha from Florida came on. And he was saying America is too big to be, you know, powerful to be invaded. But I want to point out to Mo, you already have been invaded. And they're coming across that southern border. And not only that, this quiet coup being organized by this administration and Hillary Clinton is likely to change the outcome of your next election.
Mm-hmm.
Think on that one, Mo from Florida, because it's happening.
Okay, now let's not get into a wrestling match on the air here. What else would you like to share with us? We're almost in a commercial break.
Okay, well, you know, this nonsense coming out of the military and, you know, these generals and what have you on the news. I mean, the latest one, the army general, was quite offensive, I thought. You know, we're going to crush you. And this is nonsense. Because, I mean, are they really saying that this common core jello generation of snowflakes that they're trying to rely on will make a real effort to join the military? They're kidding. They're kidding themselves.
Well, even if they draft him, I mean, we've got a generation of young people that have been raised to cower in fear when they hear a bad word. You know, and the other half of the population, of course, are all these refugees and illegal immigrants who are being promised citizenship if they'll join in the military. But they're not an effective fighting force. They don't have an emotional connection to this country. They're going to cower in the foxholes, serve out their time, and come on home. And this idea of gender-neutral society where men aren't allowed to be men anymore, yeah, it's proven to be very, very hard to build an effective fighting force out of that. Our government, as a result, is relying on the high-tech whiz-bang weaponry, and that was a strategic mistake also made by the Third Reich. I'll give you a good example. The drones, which are out there, they're having a huge problem retaining the drone pilots because these guys are sitting in these air-conditioned trailers somewhere in the middle of Nevada, and they're with their little joystick, and it looks like a computer game, but they know the targets they're blowing up are real live human beings, and they're not convinced these people did anything deserving of death in this manner. And there's been a huge turnover rate. That's why they tried to come up with a medal for being a drone pilot, which everybody viewed as this incredible joke, because these drone pilots, they're not at risk. The worst thing that can happen is they lose their drone. What happens then? They get another drone.
Well, Michael, the thing is, you know, they're losing drone pilots, but they're losing drones to electronic countermeasures almost as fast. I can't remember now how many have been taken down over Crimea. This is, you know, the number is quite...
And Iran. Iran is just plucking those U.S. and Israeli drones out of the sky, and they're starting to copy them.
Yep. And, you know, this superiority of American weaponry ain't there, boy. It ain't there.
No, it isn't. It isn't. I mean, the Syrians have been getting around U.S. countermeasures by using carrier pigeons. I mean, there's no way to deal with that unless they start teaching falconeering to the U.S. troops. Anyway, listen, John, I'm going to have to let you go here. We've got a commercial break and a bunch of calls waiting and a bunch of news before Claire joins us in hour number three. So we'll be right back.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines again because I'm falling way behind on the talking points. Dan in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. You got me thinking you guys were talking about Bill Cosby, but I've noticed some of these celebrities, when they say politically incorrect things, they seem to be kind of getting set up or taken out of the picture. Because I know Michael Jackson's last video, and he was started to get critical of Jews running Hollywood and stuff. And then Bill Cosby said something about AIDS being manufactured. And I think
same thing with Dolly Parton. Same thing with Dolly Parton. You know, she was making a comment about Jews running Hollywood, and that was the end of her Hollywood career, and she retired to Dollywood and the rest of it. And yet you have people like Ben Stein writing editorials saying, yeah, the Jews run Hollywood, there's nothing wrong with it, and nothing happens to him. And, of course, you know, in my case, it was virtually an accident. I saw where this photo leaked about Vince Foster was clearly staged and a fake. And I talked about it, and boom, my career in Hollywood was gone.
Wow, it's really scary. And I wonder sometimes if they get these guys addicted to drugs and stuff and actually kill them sometimes, you know? Like, but
I don't think the government has to work at getting some of these people addicted to drugs. I mean, the stuff is just flying all over the place, it is a trap. There was one company I worked for, and I'm not going to say who it was. There was actually a drug dealer in the building. And it was a line item on the production. If you'd come on in and there's a little pile of cocaine on the desk, it meant that sales had made an impossible promise and you were going to be there 24 hours a day for the next several days to deliver on the unrealistic promise. And it just went in the budget under some line item or something. That's how completely wide open it was back then.
All right. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now then, back to the F-35. Or as I like to call it these days, the Fireball F-35. And you have to be my age to get the reference to a kid's show, Fireball XL-5. But this is the Fireball F-35. Bloomberg is reporting on its latest problem. Part of the whiz-bang engineering of the F-35 is it uses its own fuel as a coolant. And it's not a new idea. Rocket engines are kept from melting by circulating the fuel around the outside of the combustion chamber, and that preheats the fuel and it makes the fuel burn more efficiently. So it's an idea that's been around for a while. But the F-35 is using its own fuel as a coolant, not just for the engines, but for the electronics. There's a slight problem. If the fuel in the wing tanks is already hot, then the plane's electronics will shut down rather than overheat. And it's proven to be a real problem in areas that are a little bit warmer because the fuel coming out of those fuel trucks has been sitting in the truck on the runway for hours. It's very, very hot going into the wing tanks. And so they've been trying to figure out a way to solve this problem. They tried to paint the fuel trucks bright white to reflect more of the sun's heat away and keep the fuel cool. Unfortunately, that makes the trucks easy to spot. Makes them very obvious targets, and it just runs around in circles. All these modern whiz-bang weapons are very poorly designed. They're very expensive. They look very impressive sitting on the runway, but that F-35, it's turning into be the biggest boondoggle we've ever seen between exploding engines, the insulation in the fuel tanks flaking off and getting into the engine itself. Now the fuel problem. They still don't have the software for the onboard cannon, the helmet control, the fire control system, $400,000 for every single helmet. That still doesn't work. I don't know if these are just Common Core graduates who are building these things or we're paying the price for creating so few jobs in this country that all the people who really know how to design, engineer, and manufacture have already gone to other countries. And we've just got the leftovers, people that the other countries didn't want, and that's who are designing our weapons with which we're going to fight and lose World War III. All right, real quick, there's the music. We're going to take another break for commercials, talk about the economy when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to be talking about the economy now. Right now in New York, the rate of homelessness has reached the highest level since the Depression of the 1930s. I'm not going to call it the Great Depression because we've gone past it. In terms of the massive unemployment that's going on in this country, or we can call that the almost Great Depression, this sort of wannabe Great Depression. But we're in a bigger one now. Maybe we could call it the Grand Depression. That would put a politically correct positive spin on it. Anyway, the U.S. economic growth has been downgraded to the largest single year drop seen for an advanced economy. This is coming out of the IMF. Even the IMF is saying the U.S. is now in serious, serious trouble. Now, you need to remember something about that word growth. It sounds like it's positive. The economy's growing. What that really means is the way the economy grows is because more people and companies are going to the banks to borrow money at interest for various economic endeavors. When they're talking about the economy growing, they're talking about an increase in the total aggregate debt. Now, remember, private central banks are essentially giant Ponzi schemes. They only continue as long as there's always more and more borrowing to prop up the old borrowing. And so when the growth stops, when people stop going further into debt, the whole system is under threat. And that's what they're really talking about. Now, Deutsche Bank is in serious, serious trouble. In a lot of people's eyes, it's already on death watch. They're now realizing that if Deutsche implodes, they can't bail it out. It's no longer a question of whether they will or won't. They can't. Germany certainly does not have the money to bail out Deutsche Bank. The entire European Union doesn't have the money to bail out the Deutsche Bank. Deutsche is in trouble because until they come to some firm resolution and agreement on that $14 billion fine from the Department of Justice, Deutsche can't raise new capital. They're firing off people and closing branches. They're trying to cut costs to stay ahead of the dwindling reserves they have. And that's a big race. When Deutsche collapses, even exchange-traded funds are at risk because of all these derivatives that are out there. So Deutsche Bank, of course, is now facing further litigation down in Italy for engaging in basically concealment of debt, the same thing that Goldman Sachs did with Papandreou in Greece. They're cooking their books. And in fact, a lot of people are saying that what Deutsche Bank did in Italy is going to wind up being as huge as the Enron disaster. And there was an excellent documentary about Enron called The Smartest Guys in the Room. If you haven't seen it, hunt it down, take a look at it. We're just now getting word that the Swiss Central Bank is about to post an annual loss of 23 billion francs. That's one for one against the dollar. So it's $23 billion due to foreign exchange transactions. And actually, that's a flashback article. But that was earlier this year. But it underscores something that I was mentioning before. Even if there is some way to save Deutsche Bank, it will leave Europe economically exhausted and unable to deal with the next bank that implodes, and that's likely to be Credit Suisse. So here are the current numbers. There are 94,184,000 legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months and in many cases years. And still the U.S. government insists the unemployment rate is only 5%. Those people who haven't been able to find jobs for months and years, they don't count anymore. We don't count them as unemployed. They're in another category so that we don't have to look at them, especially in an election year. Now, again, going back to the IMF, they're raising concerns over the fact that right now global debt is at an all-time high of $152 trillion with a T dollars. All because of that very simple mechanism called private central banking, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay the debt. And the debt grows and grows and grows until it crashes the system. And something that really bothers me, there are still a lot of people walking around Wall Street in Washington, D.C., who just are saying, it doesn't really matter, the debt doesn't matter, as long as we've got liquidity, as long as we can just create new money out of thin air, everything's going to be just fine. No, it isn't. It's a naturally unstable system. Private central banks are not designed to operate forever. They're designed to make their owners and creators very, very rich, and some future generation down the road pays the price for it, as we are doing now. The people who created the Federal Reserve knew what was going to happen. They were going to become very, very rich, and they were going to go to their graves happy after a lifetime of wealth and comfort and privilege and power and influence. And they went to their graves happy because they know this whole thing about you're going to go to the dark regions and devils will poke you with pitchforks is a bunch of nonsense. And what was going to happen to future generations? They could care less. They could care less. Now, do you remember that whole situation a while back about the Panama Papers? And a lot of people are saying, oh, Panama's a tax haven and who was caught in there. And a lot of people were looking and saying, it almost seemed like it was a leak. And there's a very interesting theory that's going on out that somebody wanted to destroy the tax haven in Panama to lure those customers to another tax haven here in the United States of America. And so there's this article that came on out from mountainvision.com where the author is relating about how he got a call from a banker asking about if he'd like to help soliciting European investors and wealthy families to move their wealth to the U.S., which is now offering tax havens to foreign nationals. Not to you, the American people, of course. The U.S. has become a huge tax haven. If you're rich enough, if you're wealthy enough, you're famous enough, but ordinary Americans, oh, no, 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 no. Taxes are for you little people. That's your place in society to pay for it all. Now, the French Senate is getting ready to urge the European Parliament to lift the anti-Russian sanctions that are up against a fight with Germany, which even though Germany's economy is hanging by a thread from the Deutsche Bank collapse, is still out there saying we want open borders and refugees and we hate the Russians, still fully on board with the New World Order. But France and many of the other European countries have suffered tremendously under these sanctions, cutting off markets. Remember when the French farmers were literally dumping tons of rotted food that they couldn't sell in front of the French government buildings as a protest? Government should just leave people alone to do business. Not get on out there and say, we will tell you who you can sell to and who you can't sell to. We'll set the prices for you. We're in control here. Another little article coming out from over in DeviantInvestor.com. Reducing things to their simplest elements. Inflation, the simple explanation is it's theft. And it really is. Every time they crank up the printing presses over at the Federal Reserve, or they just type in a bunch of numbers in the computer, it makes the money that is already in your pocket, the money you've already traded your labor for, the money you've got buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, it's worth less. It buys less. Inflation is just another mechanism to take real worth and value away from you and give it to the money junkies. Because when they're creating all that new money, they're not handing it out to ordinary people. It goes to Wall Street to prop them up, to make it look like things are working. It's like over on Wall Street, one of the offices has Lord Voldemort in it, and he waves his wand, and real worth, real value, wealth, vanishes like magic from your pocket and appears in the pockets of the Wall Street bankers. That's what it is. And that's why it is ridiculous, all these people saying, the amount of debt doesn't matter. We can just create all the new money we want and inflate the debt away. Well, you can't even really do that because the way it's set up, all new money creation represents yet another loan at interest. And that is why the debt always exceeds the available money supply. It's designed that way to trap the nation, its government, and its people in hopelessly unpayable debt, so that the bankers can use that awareness of debt to control you, to enslave you, rule by compound interest. Now then, over at King's World News, Andrew McGuire is talking about the recent gold takedown, and he's saying this could actually backfire violently on Western central banks because too many people know what's been going on with the rigging of the prices. And by the way, gold prices are headed back up again. Speaking of all these government meddling and so forth, another article coming out of IntelliHub, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership would lock in the sky-high drug prices we're all paying for medications. Now, remember the good old days when we had this idea of competition, competition between companies, where they would be motivated to come up with better products at lower prices. And today, the U.S. government is moving away from that. Government-mandated high prices, protected industries, especially the vaccine industry. And that, too, is an evil of fascism. Now, do you remember back when Obamacare was first starting on out and President Obama was speaking before a joint session of Congress saying that illegal immigrants would never be eligible for Obamacare because a lot of people were very concerned that the illegal immigrants were going to avail themselves of Obamacare at the expense of the legal American citizens. And it was so outrageous that during that speech before the joint session of Congress, South Carolina Representative Joe Wilson shouted, "You lie." Well, turns out Wilson was right, because California's Governor Jerry Brown, who's out there mandating vaccines and gun grabbing, has allowed California to apply for a federal waiver to open Obamacare in California to illegal immigrants. We live in a country where those who are working are being looted and plundered to buy votes from those who just come here across the border and sit and collect things. Somebody sent me an email, supposedly originally from Jeff Foxworthy, talking about just how upside down our entire society has become. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. James in Northern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm glad you're talking about this. I called earlier in the week, Michael. I'm kind of convalescing at home here. You know,
I hope you get better.
Thank you for that. This is what I want to say. The thing that people a lot smarter than me don't get is this. This is a deliberate thing. Nobody's this flippin' stupid. I mean, look at the trade policies that Trump is pointing out. The highest tax rate in the world, corporate tax rate. And, you know, what did Obama defund and neuter in the wake of the biggest expansion of government in U.S. history? The Small Business Administration. These people know exactly what they're doing. And it's not a left or a right thing. This is like a betrayal thing. And it's working.
Well, I know there's a lot of people who are saying that the economic destruction of the United States is a deliberate plot. I think really it's accident and stupidity and self-centered interest, and too many people still believing in Adam Smith, who came on out and said it's okay to be personally very greedy because everybody being greedy for themselves moves the entire system forward. It's complete and utter nonsense. John Nash proved that in his doctoral dissertation. But nobody wanted to listen to John Nash because they wanted justification to go on being personally greedy and driving big fancy cars and have $100,000 wristwatches on their hands. And I think it's this idea where everybody's looking out for themselves, the me generation, and they think that somewhere in the background somebody's keeping an eye and will keep it from going out of control, but nobody is. And that's where it's going to go.
We've adopted UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, which almost by definition is about bringing us to our knees. And, you know, the handlers don't want to remodel. They want to build a whole new structure. So if we ask any out-of-work contractor, they'll tell us that there's demo involved. And I would suggest that what we're witnessing is the carefully orchestrated civil, moral, fiscal demo.
Well, they're being a little premature because in order to enact the New World Order and Global Government and Agenda 21, they're going to have this war with Russia and China. And right now, the main player the New World Order people have against Russia and China is the United States. And so this would be a very bad time for them to crash the economy at a time when we need our industry and our workforce intact in order to supply the material for prolonged conventional conflict. Afterwards, maybe. But again, I'm seeing too many self-destructive, contradictive phenomenon going on. There may be somebody who thinks it would be a good thing, but I really do think that the majority of what we're seeing before us is just greed run rampant, an absolute denial of any sense of personal responsibility for what's going on, and it's just gone to an extreme. Just like bad money drives out good money, bad government drives out good government, and our government's gone totally, totally bad, and we are all seeing the effects of it. Anyway, we're coming up on a commercial break. James, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting word that Congress is considering a new mandatory voter ID law to deal with the growing scandal of votes being cast by people with no ID. And the way the law is being proposed is Republicans will have to show their birth certificates, while the Democrats will have to show their death certificates. So that's how they're going to deal with that problem. On a more serious note, today, the Obama administration has officially accused Russia of carrying out a campaign to interfere with the 2016 elections, meaning they know Hillary is about to lose, even with all the election fraud. And so it looks like their plan K is to say this: Russia did this. Donald Trump, nobody likes Donald Trump. Nobody voted for Donald Trump. Russia did this. We've got to invalidate the election and have it again. So they get another try to steal it. This is the entire corrupt establishment fighting for its life. There is nothing they will not do to cling to power, to go on with their war agenda, to go on plundering your pockets and sending your children off to be killed and crippled. Nothing. That's how bad it is. That's how corrupt it is. These people do not believe in playing by the rules. For one thing, they've already been embarrassed by saying Russia did this and Russia did that. Remember when the NSA tool hack came on out? They said, oh, it was obviously by Russia. Turned out to be another NSA contractor. They're still blaming Russia for the Democratic National Committee emails. Julian Assange all but identified Seth Rich as the origin of that. He implied it very, very strongly. And Julian Assange flat out said, no, it did not come from Russia. This is a crock. All right, I'm going to try and get a couple of phone calls in here, but at the top of the hour, we're going to be shutting off the phone lines for the Lady Claire. Brandon in San Francisco, aloha, what's on your mind?
Mike, I'm just going to advise Trump on his tactics for the debate. He needs to simply speak to the people, not get caught in this Anderson Cooper spin, and just go, listen, folks, do your homework. The facts are out there, America. Just invest a half an hour of your time and go research. Forget fact checkers from CNN. I'm telling you the truth. These folks are up to no good. They're trying to drive this country into the ground for a global takeover, and just speak clearly and concisely to the people. Forget Hillary's even there. Forget Anderson Cooper's even there. People get it. He just needs to make a clear message. And the other thing he needs to say is, look at all the waste, fraud, and abuse that's going on around us. There's enough money in this country to get us back on track. Very simple.
All right, well, thank you for that. It's good advice. Pat in Vermont, aloha. Pat, what's on your mind?
Michael, I'm trying to answer a question at the end of your show yesterday. A gentleman wanted to get the quote I tried to give to you and John. I think he confused me with the Aaron for, talking about the perpetual motion machine, and you were yelling, Pat, no, stop it.
All right, well, unfortunately, we've run out of time. Pat and Mark, I'm going to apologize. We're going to have to drop you here. We're closing the phone lines for hour number three, and we'll be back after station identification.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.